Right outside the Scottish Parliament in Edinburgh, and Ron Butlin, the Edinburgh Macar, has been inside a cage for, I think it was an hour.
An hour, yes.
Yeah, why were you doing that, Ron?
Well, I was doing that because today is it's a worldwide event, the Day of the Imprisoned Writer. It's organised by Scottish Pen, which is a bit like Amnesty. It's actually been going for longer than Amnesty, but it concentrates exclusively just on writers and the difficulties, and particularly today about the imprisonment of many writers all over the world. So I was in the cage really just to, it wasn't a protest or anything, it was more just to draw attention to it, and the fact that it was outside the Parliament is also to, you know, let the government know that there's a very strong feeling about this, and obviously directly not much can happen, but I know that between governments there's an awful lot of, you know, commercial, political discussions go on, and I think it's very good that our politicians are aware that at some level or another they can at least try and exercise some effect on these governments that treat their writers so appallingly. And also it's to just a show of solidarity, because when I think when these writers that actually are in prison, very often maybe windowless cells for years on end without contact with the outside world, you know, perhaps suffering torture as well, if somehow they can know that their actions are not going unrecorded, and that even on, you know, on the far side of the world, there are people who care, they can perhaps draw some strength from that.
Do you know if the message does get to people like Louis Jabot?
Yes, I understand it very often. It does, particularly with things like the when postcards and emails, etc., are written both to the prisoner. Sometimes they actually do receive these, which must, I guess, be incredibly kind of supportive. At least that's the intention. But certainly the governments get them, and they can maybe pretend that they don't get them or kind of just not acknowledge that they get them, but nevertheless they do get them, and they will be aware at some level that their actions are not supported anywhere outside their own countries.
Quite right. Okay, I'll let you go and warm up.
Okay,
thank you,
thanks very much, man.
Cheers.
Okay.